I have been working alongside our Children's Voice in Donegal, who represent families with children with life-limiting conditions. These families are forced to travel with their children to Dublin because no facility currently exists in Donegal for catering with children with rare diseases. Greater cross-border access is urgently required for these children, including possible consultant-led holding clinics in Donegal to include outreach clinics, feeding clinics and full respite and hospice care. Letterkenny University Hospital saw over 5,000 people on trolleys last year, the highest on record, a sure sign of a completely dysfunctional, chronically underfunded, broken healthcare system. Intellectual disability services remain chronically underfunded, and I want to thank Minister McGrath for agreeing to meet with a delegation from the Cleary Centre in Donegal Town over growing concerns regarding previous commitments given on capital funding for the centre. Seaview Respite Home in Donegal has also been met with chronic staffing problems. Again, recruitment is a real problem for vacant posts popping up in centres in Donegal due to a variety of reasons. We must remember that the people in need of these services are some of the most vulnerable in our communities. Their families are some of the most dedicated individuals you will meet, but they have been asked to shoulder too much, including fighting for every little morsel handed to them by this government. It's time to prioritise disability services across the board, not just in healthcare, and eradicate them where we can, the persuasive and structural inequalities that have given rise to the deplorable statistics facing people who live with or end up with disabilities in their lives.